Oh, Aunt Bethany. You know, you shouldn't have done that.
Right now, we'd like to do a song.
Did I break wind?
All you freaks out there.
Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those.
Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's Rare Import, Independent, and Demo. It's rock by Christians. It's Off the Beaten Track with Feeble Man.
The man's ticked and slapped.
I feel so good right now. Sort of. Well, that's a lie. It's a mess here, actually. We'd all like to find a way out. After all, in what, another year or so, the pollution here will be snuffing out most of our lives. Thank you.
from Awkward Age. Flock 14 and Anxious. Clank Kick Things Off. I'm Phoebe, and if you got a request, hit the contact button and let me know what you want to hear. And if I got it, you got it. Still to come, something from the comp It Never Snows on Christmas, as well as, Undercover from Balance of Power. And speaking of Undercover, got the balance of my Ojo in view right now.
Could you expound on some of your work in the punk clubs in Los Angeles? You, from what I understand, being an article in a Christian magazine, stated that you were the first Christian punk, quote-unquote, band to get into the secular punk clubs in Los Angeles. Could you expound on your experiences there, good and bad?
Well, actually, Contemporary Christian Music magazine is the one that called us punk, and
yeah,
we have never claimed to be a punk band. And if you go to Hollywood or any punk clubs around, they'll tell you we're not a punk band. So
would you call yourself basically a power pop band?
I don't know.
Wave-oriented pop band.
All I know is this. We go to Hollywood or to Orange County, and we can play at a club to punks, and they like it.
Yeah.
We can go to a dance club and play to New Wavers, and they like it.
Yeah.
And we can go to outside of California, or Southern California, and go to a high school where there's a lot of heavy metalers, and they like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's somewhere all in there, right? But to me, like CCM magazine, it's like they're so out of touch that they see a wild haircut. Oh, that's punk.
You know? I have to clarify. It was not in CCM that I read this. It was in the Echoes newspaper magazine sitting over here, okay, put out by Word. So there's
but,
no complication.
Yeah, but CCM made similar reference.
Okay,
in
all right.
Last album review. So, but yes, we do a lot of the clubs. Not a lot, but we do some.
Uh-huh.
And we don't compromise in the songs that we sing or anything like that. It's the same message. It takes sometimes 3 or 4 songs for the kids to get over the initial shock of, oh my God, what are these guys singing about? You know,
yeah,
look at them, and what are they?
Yeah.
But then the it's like the reaction is, wow, they've got something that I don't have, that I could have. These guys look happy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God loves me just the way I am. You know, and it almost always opens up the door for kids coming up afterwards saying, hey, what's going on? You
know? Yeah.
And so, but yeah, we've been doing this for 4 years now, and it's like New Wave has just caught on in Christian music, it seems.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we couldn't get the time of day from a lot of industry magazines and newspapers,
yeah,
and radio stations and stuff, but now all of a sudden, we've got people calling us, going, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, yeah, this and this." And I'm like, "Well, where were you 4 years ago when we started doing this?" You know. Now all of a sudden, we've got a record that may be selling or doing okay. You know, and so we have some commercial accessibility, and so everyone's interested. But it's like our vision hasn't changed. Where were you 4 years ago? We've been doing the same thing. We haven't done anything differently.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the same thing. The message is the same, and so it's kind of discouraging there, but as long as we keep our vision to keep doing these clubs, to keep doing the high schools, to continue to bring the kids into the church, that's another thing. The church has to be ready to accept them.
Yes.
Okay. Culturally, I know, like, down where we're from, we go to Hollywood from time to time, and there are punk kids that are living on the streets, and we go witnessing and stuff, and when they get saved, we bring them down to Orange County, where we're from, and put them in with Christian families. Well, a couple of these kids, they really are on fire for the Lord. They may have outrageous fluorescent green mohawks, okay,
right,
and boots and stuff, and this one guy in particular, just one Sunday morning decided he wanted to go to church. He didn't have a car, so he just walked across the street to this Baptist church, and it was like they almost threw him out.
That's
which is just not right. So if the church really wants to reach out to these people and reach out to their community, we have to ready the nest, so to speak.
Yes.
You know,
right? Yeah.
Help the church be ready to disciple them.
I think the body of Christ is going through a lot of change as far as, should we say, bondage to tradition. They're beginning to see the insanity of it. And as long as we keep taking a stand for what we know is right, people will begin to see clearly.
Right.
Things have got to change.
It's the same old thing, you know. something new comes along, and we try to, not only the church, but everybody, you try to formula, you know, make a formula, put it in a box, mass produce it, package it. And it's the same thing with religion.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a couple of people that are influential within Christianity, and all of a sudden, they're the norm. And unless we look like them and talk like them and listen to their music and watch their TV shows, then we're somehow not Christian, you know?
Possibly backsliding, yeah. Too. It's kind of weird.
It's just not right.
Is there any final words you'd like to leave the listeners with? Basically, the listeners are the kids that you're trying to reach.
Well, basically, what we'd like people to know is that Jesus is alive. In the 1980s, he wants into our lives. He wants to be a part of what we're doing every day. And I want to encourage people who have maybe become stagnant in the church setting, who feels like God may be very far off.
Uh-huh.
I want to encourage them to break out of that box, that mold, that rut, because that's all it is.
Yes.
Because God wants into our lives more than we want him in, so I would just encourage people to open up their lives to him more and don't settle for anything less than a relationship with the real God, not just with the church.
want to load me up with a little more there? It is good.
Ed?
Hey, Clark.
What's wrong with the dog?
Oh, he's just yakking on a bone.
Up on the rooftop, quickly flicks. It's just a neighbor kids blowing bricks. They think it's funny, acting like this. They all laugh as I scratch them off my list. Christmas snow is in, my friends are cruel. No one remembers the golden rule. Santa's alive, support the reindeer peacemakers. Everyone's lying to me, my parents are fakers. I hate Christmas. 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 Tomorrow's Christmas Eve and Mama should go down to the mall and see if Santa shows. They have him after he sold plasma. He needs a jazz show a second time to Santa. He gets a hot in Santa's suit. Maybe it's a bourbon, maybe it's a boots. When he gets us, kids off his lap. He goes to the bar and he gets pretty whacked. Christmas, I hate 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 Christmas. He sits back all hungover, King of Xmas is his cover. He blushes and moans as if he did a burst, and all Santa does is curse. His face looks like an avalanche to me, maybe it's a beard or maybe it's a weed. Santa has liquor on his breath. Mom says he's only trying to do his best.